Karti class 2023. This is Radha's first dream where she had a good darshan in her dream of Krishna's sweet and charming form. And the next day she described it to one Sakhi. So there's a Bengali bhajan and Natas quotes to describe Radharani's first dream of Krishna. It's called Swapna Vilas. Not really, it's just called Swapnamrita, nectar in a dream. Vilas means pastime. There's no pastime. She's just having darshan in a dream. She said, "Hey Sakhi, how his form is Vaidagdi. It's very clever form. When he attains adolescence, his dark blue form resembles a youthful Cupid." And Radharani asked the question, "Which Brahma has created Krishna's different bodily parts, different limbs? How much nectar showered over me when I saw Krishna in my dream?" So when Radharani saw Krishna in her dream, she was bathed in nectar, Amrit Snan. And she goes on to describe, Arana Adara, Mirdu Manda Mandahasi. Krishna's lips are softly smiling, and the corners of his restless eyes destroy my moral principles. Jati Kula Nash. Chanchal Nayan, Jati Kula Nash. My family, my attachment to traditions and rites and rituals of my ashram are all destroyed just by some gentle glances. When I see his two knitted eyebrows, my heart breaks. Oh mother, oh mother, where is this playful hero? So sometimes people ask, why is it when Radharani is describing Krishna, or the gopis are talking to each other about Krishna, they use words in Bengali like I is Chaitanya Bhagavat describes Mother Sachi as AI, not artificial intelligence. But I. So even Vrindavanas Thakur says anyone who glorifies Sachi Mata, Mahaprabhu's mother, by simply shouting out I will get the gift of love of God. That's a pretty easy way to get it. So when Sakhis are overwhelmed, they call each other Amba. Amba, you see in the Rasa chapter, in the chapter 30, the gopis are searching for Krishna. They say, "Oh, Amba." And Ravana is talking to Lalita, she says, "Oh, Amba, oh, mother." It's just the way express. Sometimes you see a married life, husband calls his wife mother. Sometimes missing his mother or something, or see some faint resemblance or something. Maybe he's more attached to his mother than his wife. That's probably a better idea. But so that's your dream. It's not so exciting, but it was exciting for Radharani. So now he describes, because it's called Chandra Prem Utsav, it's a festival, love festival of natural love. So Natas describes different aspects of how Radharani experiences that festival in association with Krishna, either waking or dreaming. So he just told us about dreaming. Now he describes Radharani's experience when she's directly with Krishna and what a great festival she experiences when she realizes Prem Vilas Vivarta. This is reversal of identities. where they Radha and Krishna forget their individual identities. And that's in line 2 of this verse 102. So this is Ananda's commentary on line 2. Tat tat keli kala vilasa lahari chaturya mascharya bhu. There, keli vilas is kala. It's very artful. Artful, intimate, loving pastimes. And they come in ways. Vilas lahari. Lahari means ways. Chaturya, and they're very clever, and ascharya, astonishing. So he writes the translation. Wave after wave of astonishing, artful and clever love pastimes are shared by Radha and Krishna. When this chaturya, cleverness increases, Radha and Krishna forget their own identities, become as if one. Radharani starts to talk like Krishna and act like Krishna. And Krishna starts to talk like Radharani and act like Radharani. It's called Prem Vilas. So now, of course, he cites, because the style of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas is they always try to show the intimacy of Radha and Krishna's Leela through the moonlight of Gauranga's Leela. Through the moon rays of Gauranga's Leela, they try to illuminate the intimate ecstatic ecstasies of Radha and Krishna's love pastimes, Sambhog Vilas. And that technique or that approach to presenting Leela mixed with Tattva, and mixing Madhurya Leela with Audharya Leela, is called Gaur Chandrika. Gaur Chandrika is, Chandrika means the moonbeams of Gaur Leela, because there's a word called Audharya. Audharya is mentioned in Madhurya Kadambini by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur as one of the symptoms of prema. That Krishna finally shows Audharya, his compassion, his kindness towards the devotee after giving him darshan, and the devotee faints, then Krishna revives him or her by touching them, by kissing their lips, by holding their hands, by embracing them, by whispering in their ear. Different situations are described in the 8th shower, Astam Varsh of Madhurya Kadambini by Vishnu. So, this Prem Vilas, to understand it or get some glimmer of it, Anantas reminds us of Gaur Leela. The Gaur Leela in the Ramananda Samvad, when Gauranga was asking questions to Rai Ramananda, all the intricacies of the Gopi's love, and what is Gopi Bhav. Because remember, who is Rai Ramananda? He's a key player in the love of Radha and Krishna. He is she, or she is he. He is she means he is Vishakha Sakhi. So Vishakha knows Radharani's heart, she has the same Bhav, same skin tone, everything practically looks the same for Vishakha and Radharani. So Vishakha is the one that teaches Gauranga so many intimacies of Radharani's heart and mind in the teachings of Madhurya chapter 8 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and also in the Gambhira Leela in Radhakant Mat, Kashi Mishra's Bhavan and Jagannath Puri. So he cites here, this was in South India when they first met and had extended talks. He would stay up all night talking together. So this conversation, right around, because Lord Chaitanya said, go further, go, you describe Sakirati, you describe Madhurirati, you describe different degrees of Madhurirati, about loving passing over Krishna. Can you go farther? Can you go deeper? Can you go higher? So he said, yeah, there's one more thing. He started to describe Prem Vilas, and then by singing a song in his own language, I don't know what the language is, some language's name is in the purport, I forget. It's not Bengali, it's not British Bhasha, it's some dialect of Arisan or Rian or something like that. That's the song is in that language. And when Ramana Roy started to describe this Prem Vilas Vivart, this means transformation in the pastimes of love, where Radharani transforms into Krishna and Krishna transforms into Radharani. He started to describe it, it's described here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhura 8. Eto koyapana krita gita eka gailo. Preme prabhu sohaste taramukha chadilo. Chadilo means cover. When Ramananda Roy started to sing his own composed song about the Prem Vilas, Lord Chaitanya covered his mouth with his hand and said, "That's enough." But he describes something, and this is what is quoted here also. And this is the language. Pai Pai Le Raga Nayana Bango Belo Anodina Badala Avadi Nagela. So first attachment. This is Radharani speaking through the mouth of Ishaka Saki and Ramananda Roy to help Lord Chaitanya and all the readers have some idea, some glimmer of an idea what is Prem Vilas Vivart. Radharani describes in the words of Ramananda Roy. First attachment for each other appeared through the gestures of our eyes. That's usually how it starts. Watch what you look, who you look at, and how you look at them, and why you look at them. Get yourself in a lot of trouble. May take you lifetimes to get out of it. Seven lifetimes to get out of it. If you fall in love with some Indian guy, you're married, you're going to be married seven times. Or maybe it's the seventh one. Hopefully it's the seventh one. You go around Agni and Yajna Purush Vishnu, you circumambulate seven times to cement your sankalpa. Right? Draupadi had a sankalpa, she wanted to get married. So when her sankalpa was filled, she said, what'd she say? She said yes five times. Something about something Mahabharat. Draupadi was when she was marrying the Panch Pandavas. So I think she worshipped Durga or Shiva. And he said, okay, what is your wish? He said, I want to get married, 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 I want to get married. I really want to get married. So she said, Mamatu, and gave her five husbands. She said, oh my God. She wanted to just say it once, but she was so excited. There were tapa and prayers and prarthana and worship of Durga have become fulfilled, and she had darshan and said, what do you want? I'll give you whatever you want. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Money. Yeah. How much? As much as you can, you know. What are you going to say? Well, on its kinshan. Quite by the end. No, I don't need anything. Okay. So, attachment begins through the eyes, and it increases and it finds no limit. So, Naso Ramana Naham Ramani, Duhan Mon Manobhava Pesha Jani. Krishna is not the lover, I'm not his lady love. I know our minds were grounded, it says squashed by Cupid. It says Manobhava is the name for Cupid, Manobhava. Mano means mind, bhava means he changes the position of your mind. Bhava means existence, state of. The state of your mind gets really crazy when Cupid gets a hold of it. If Cupid gets a hold of your mind, you're in bad shape. It says, Peshwa Jani. Jani means I know. Peshwa means mortar and pestle. Even I have this word in English, pestle. You put some spices in a little mortar, and then a pestle, and then you grind it. So literally, Cupid ground our minds together, powdered our minds. Good luck. O Eisaki, O Sabha Prema Kahini, Kanatame Koroba Bucharaba Jani. O Eisaki, this is all a love story. Tell this to Krishna. I know he has forgotten me. No messenger searched for us, nor did anybody else. Cupid was our mediator. Now, during our separation, Sakya, you must be our messenger. That's how it goes when you fall in love with such a nice man. That Krishna's a nice guy.
I guess.
That's what they, Radharani says. She doesn't say it all the time, but in this mood of separation, she's saying that. So we read another translation and go on to the next verse. One out of three. Radha Madhav's lovely charms are so surprising, and their age is fresh youth, sheer beauty, equally bewitching. Radha Madhav are the birthplace of utter astonishment. They are expert in performing wave after wave of sportive artistic love competitions. For Radha Madhav, there is no separation at all. There is no flattery, no offense, and no honor. Radha Madhav's indescribably natural festival of love, may Radha Madhav's indescribably natural festival of love protect us. That's what we discussed that point, because he closes the verse by praying for protection. So his idea is, you usually think protection means from some enemy. So the enemy of the sadhaka is material love or material attraction. So one is attracted and absorbed in the loving sentiments and pastimes of Radha Krishna. That will protect him or her from the attraction of mundane love. So he's saying protection. Patu means protection. So now we'll do this verse. Next verse. We're doing verses in Rarasuni that we haven't done before over the last 10 years. There's 272 verses. There's about 60 verses we haven't done. Haven't given class on. This is text 107, Radharasudaniti, by Prabodhananda Saraswati. Raho gastim shrotum tava nija vitendra lalitam kare dritva tvam va navaramana talpe gatiyutum ratamarda Shrastam kachabaram ato samyamayatum vidya shirade mamakim adi karotsava rasam. There's another utsa. This is a ras utsa here described. So translation. O Shirade, when will you give me the adhikar, the qualification, give me the festival of qualification to listen and hear your tender, intimate love talks with your king of debauchees? That's the prayer of the Manjari. Manjari Sarika is praying to Radharani. Let me hear the talks with your debauchee boyfriend, Vitendra Krishna. When will I take you by the hand to the fresh love bed in the Kunja Well, I retie your hair braid that was loosened during your love play. So this verse talks about the Manjari's prayer for Radha's intimate sevas, sweet intimate sevas, hearing her love talks, being her escort to the Kunj to meet Krishna, and tying her hair braid after loving pastimes. So look at the word for word, it's an interesting word. Rahal Goshti, we have Ishta Goshti, where we talk about our Ishta Devata, our worshipable Krishna and Radharani, and how to attain them more quickly and more comfortably. So Rahal means secret, private. Rahal Goshti, Shotam. When I hear your Rahasya Katha, your private love talks, with whom? Nija Vitendra. Nija means your own personal debauchee. debauchee means an interesting man. Let's put it that way. He's a king, because Indra means king. So he's a king of Vitas. Vitas means... one translator is rascal, but I don't like that word. In relation to Bhagavan, it is Vitendra is Vitendra. Debauchee is the best word. That's how I would wait to translate it. And when will I hold your lalitam kare means hand, your lovely hand, drita means firmly, I'll firmly hold your hand and take you to the Ramana Talpe, Nava Ramana Talpe. Talpe means flower, means bed, and Ramana means intimate, erotic, pleasure bed. And new means it's a fresh bed because it's made of fresh flowers. And Gatiyatum for meeting Krishna. Ratamara Shastam Kanchabara. And Kachabara means your hair will be disheveled and I will tie it up. Shirada Mama Kim Adhikar, Adhikar Utsav Rasam. Please give me the Adhikar to taste the festival of Ras. That's something to aspire for, something to pray for. Praying to Radharani, because she's Rasheshri Radharani. So there's a Leela here described at some points by Nathas Babaji Maharaj. After relishing their blissful conversation for some time in the Kunj, Leela Yugal Radha and Krishna desire for love play once more. The maidservant understands their minds, and so she has already prepared a love bed for them with stemless flowers. When Yogeshwar finished their love play in the Kunja, the maidservant knows that it's her time for service. So she enters the play bower. Srimati's clothes are disheveled and it looks as if the sweetness of Radharani's youthful form is gushing out through her body. The fish-like eyes of Nagaraj swim in the ocean of Srimati's sweet limbs. In other words, Krishna is admiring Radharani's beautiful form after their love play. The maidservant, seeing this, is immersed in an ocean of bliss. So when it talks about maidservants and manjaris, that's when the sadhaka should focus their attention and their hearts and their visualization power and their bhavas on what's going on, because that's where they have a role to play and are intimately, personally involved in Radha Krishna's intimate lilas. So all of the books are set up like that. Rara Siddhanti Bhakti Samanjari, Uklikavari, to always bring the Saraka Mandri into the Leelas, into the Seva, into the Bhavas, into the exchanges. Because that's the destination. So you only achieve the destination by taking steps towards it, by meditating that way, desiring that way, and feeling that way. So when you see this, when you meditate on this Leela, what's being described here, you can ask yourself, am I immersing in an ocean of bliss? How so? That's the idea. How beautiful is Radharani's loosened bani, hair braid. The maidservant lovingly reties Radharani's braid, and each hair of Radharani's braid is more dear to her than millions of lives. This is a particular Sanskrit sloka from Sankalpa Kalpadruma by Vishnu Chakravarti. One strand of hair is more valuable than my million lives. So I don't pull her hair out or tangle it or make her any pain. Each hair is so valuable, worshipable to me, to the Manjaris, to Radharani's dasis. Without Radharani's grace, no one can serve her as expertly as the maidservants can. Srimati Radharani loves the Manjaris more than her own life. And Radharani gives herself completely to her Manjaris. These are very moving statements, a little bit hard to conceive of, but it makes you really expand your gratitude and appreciation for being introduced to this whole world through the books of the Six Goswamis and having an opportunity to enter there and also be part of this intense, incredible, inconceivable intimacy with Radharani. Intimacy in heart, intimacy in life, intimacy in Leelas, intimacy in mind and heart and body and everything. No separation. A Manjari will become more dear than Radharani's life. Radharani gives herself completely to the Manjaris. So this describes some more sevas that aren't mentioned in the verse, but these are also sevas that are done. With a soft towel, the Manjari lovingly wipes Radharani's face that is moistened with sweat drops of fatigue from lovemaking. And then she fans Radharani. And the Manjari serves Radharani sweet water. Then she serves Radharani sweet water and bale leaves to remove her fatigue. Finally, she serves Radharani with fresh flower malas, eyeliner and foot lac. She repaints Radharani's feet. Radharani's feet are always getting her foot lac washed off. And Rasa dance and Yamuna swimming, Radhakund swimming, Pavana Sarovar swimming, morning swimming, evening swimming, midnight swimming. She's swimming all the time, has to get a new paint job on her feet. Radharani gets her feet painted about 10 times a day, I think. Every time she's a kunja, she sweats so much everything falls off. Even the foot lack on her feet. Because when Radharani and Krishna enjoy, every part of their body is involved in the Rati Keli. It's a full-on battle. Feet, hands, back, neck, everything. It's inconceivable, but it's the reality that's unlimitedly attractive to all saints and sadhvis of the world. So she does that seva. So while speaking intimately with her king of debauchees, Vitendra, Radharani is chewing the bale leaves that the Manjari gave her. These intimate discussions, Prem Vilap, that Radharani is having with Shyam, cannot be heard by Sakis like Lita Vishaka. Why? Because Srimati is too shy to speak these sweet and nectaring words to her lover in front of them, but not her maidservants. The maidservant floats in the ocean of bliss when she hears Swami's blissful love talks with her Nagar. Nagar means her playboy, her love, her village lover, Nagar. Yashumati Nandana Brajabaro Nagar. Nagar means the lover of Braj, lover of the wise of Braj. So this is describing, actually, this set of sentences here is describing how Radharani in her pastimes with Krishna pleases all the senses of the Mandris. Her eyes, her ears, her nose, her sense of touch, and her rasam, sense of taste. So we just heard how the Kavi Karnapur, we say Kavi Karnapur. So the sweet talks, the sweet Kavi Radharani speaks, fill her ears with nectar. Kavi Karnapur. Karna means ear, and Karna, what is it we say in Hindi, ear?
Khan.
Khan, yeah. Khan. So her ears are greatly pleased. So one by one, Anatha describes, by seeing these pastimes, the eyes of Mandri are fully happy and pleased, and by her sense, the Mandri's sense of touch is pleased by touching Yugo's limbs, touching Radharani's face, wiping her face off, massaging her feet, and Krishna also. The Mandri's nose is pleased by smelling the divine fragrance of their bodies in the kunja, and her tongue is pleased by what? Tongue. Yeah, that's there, but this relates. How does Radha Krishna please her tongue? That's by talking about that. She talks about Radha Krishna, her tongue will be happy. But it's mentioned here, for example, that the tongue, because the tongue has different tastes. So the tongue is speaking about Radha and Krishna. It pleases the heart and mind, but the tongue doesn't. And maybe you can say it pleases the tongue also, okay. But what he's answering is by tasting and relishing Swami's prasadi bedo, pan, tambul. In this way, all the Mandri's five senses are thoroughly, absolutely, completely pleased. So, the eighth point here, that was basically Lila described here. So the eighth point is describing why isn't it in the commentary, in the verse in Sanskrit 107, it describes the flower bed that Manjari made for Radha and Krishna as a Ramana Talpe. So it's described. This is a flower bed. The Manjaris make the flower bed in such a way that is strong enough to tolerate the motion of Yugal Kishore's lovemaking. Therefore, it's called Ramana Talpa. So that's why it's a love bed, but a love bed has not just an ordinary memory mattress or something. Memory foam mattress is something special. So the Manjari takes Radharani by the hand, because I mentioned that, escort seva. The Manjari takes Radharani by the hand and takes her to the new Ramana Talpe, where Yugal becomes intoxicated by enjoying lovemaking again. Maidservant is very fortunate to relish these sweet pastimes. So this vision disappears, this spurti disappears from the sadaka mandri during bhajan. And then when returned to external consciousness, the sadaka mandri prays, "O Swamini, when will you give me the festival qualification to always witness these pastimes and serve you there?" Adhikara rasa, what is it? Adhikarotsa rasam. The festival of rasa, the adhikara, the eligibility, the qualification to enter that festival and taste the rasa and serve more of it to you. So basically this is a prayer for nitya sevas to Radha Krishna. So this is how the process of bhajan works. At different degrees of absorption, at different levels of advancement and bhakti. But there's one level of absorption in Radha Krishna Lila at the level of Anarjanavrti, another level of absorption degree and permanency of absorption in Radha Krishna Lila at the level of Nishta and higher absorption and Ruchi and Sakti and Bhava. Bhava and Prem become totally absorbed. In the stage of Bhava and Prem, you enter the highest levels of Smaran called Dhruvana, Smriti and Samadhi. So basically how it works is Sankara will sit down to meditate around Krishna's Leela. And in the mind, one will do seva there to Radha Krishna. This desirable seva is Manasa Chinta Deya, which is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Manasa Chinta Deya means the spiritual body which you think of and conceive in your mind. In that body, you enter the Leela in your mind and render service to the Leelas of Radha Krishna. And in your own level, in your own degree of absorption, you will see and feel the individual leelas in your meditation. But then, because that's a privilege that's given to you by Yoga Maya and by Guru Parampara and by Radha and Krishna themselves. And that opportunity, that spurti, that vision is withdrawn or you lose hold of it because you're too much vikshape. Vikshape distraction is there at the lower levels of bhakti development, like Nishtha and Artha Divirti, then you'll lose that meditation, then you'll lament and feel a little depressed, then you'll pray for another one. So the whole book of Vilakusamandri is set up like that, and this book is set up similar to that. Hankering for experience, getting experience, and losing experience. And crying for more. So that's... I'll read the translation. Yeah, that's it for 107. This is not a very long purport, the 107. Oh, yeah. It's okay. Oh, Srimati Radharani, 107, Radharasunati. In order to hear your most charming solitary discussions with your king of debauchees, in order to hold your hand and lead you to the freshly arranged bed of love, in order to redecorate your locks with wavy hair, untressed from the thrashing of love, O Radhe, O Sri Radhe, when will you ever bless me with a qualification for sharing the rasas of the festival of your service? Sharing the rasas. That's a big term nowadays. Everyone's sharing everything. Share this, share that. So Manjari is praying to share the rasas. So this is text 108. Radha Sunni, I read the Sanskrit. Brinda Tavyam Navanava Rasananda Punje Nikunje Gunjad Bringi Kula Mukarite Manju Manju Prahasa. Anyonya Shabana Nichiana Prapta Samovaganadya. Krita Jiyad Drasika Mitunam Klipta Kali Kadambam. All glories to the relishing couple that are always engaged in many love plays, for, like, for example, playing ball, playing hide and seek. Love plays means sambhogvilas. Sambhogvilas means enjoying together. So one type of enjoyment is in kunjalila, nityanibritti kunjalila. That's one type of enjoyment. Also playing ball, Radha and Krishna play ball together, they play hide and seek, they tell jokes and prahali riddles, so many different ways. Swing on a swing, splash water, play chess, gamble, every kind of thing they do. That's all comes under the category of enjoying together. So all glories to the relishing couple, they're always joking with each other in ever so lovely manner. And the ever-fresh, blissful playgrounds of Vrindavan, where groups of bumblebees are humming. Bumblebees are always active there. Yeah, I don't know how they, I don't think they ever go in their honey beehive. Usually honeybees sleep in the beehive at night. These honeybees are on 24-hour duty. They're buzzing in the day, in the afternoon, Radhakund. They're buzzing in the evening. They're buzzing and singing. They have a lot of service to do. When you have service to do, there's no time for eating and sleeping. Right?
Right.
Vrindatavyam, what's word for word here? What are we doing? Vrindatavyam, that means Vrindavan. Navanava Rasananda Punje. Punje means excessive, multitude. Rasananda. Blissful taste, delicious bliss. That's pretty matter-of-fact way to translate it. Anand means bliss, and ras means taste. Delicious bliss. Nava-nava, ever-fresh, delicious bliss, a multitude. And gunjan, it's interesting, the Sanskrit word for humming is gunjad, G-U-N-J-A-D, and that's what it sounds like when bumblebees are buzzing, gun 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 gun. I mean, I don't mean little honeybees, they don't make much noise. These big black, Sean Black ones called bumblebees, big fat guys, you know. They go gun, they make, hey, gun gun gun. Gunjad bringy. So it's translated as the humming bumblebee girls. Because it's bringi. Bringi is feminine. So the female, even in Krishna Lila, there's no male bumblebees. There's only one Purusha bumblebee, mother student. There's one Purusha bumblebee, and all the other bumblebees are Prakriti bumblebees. That's interesting, because it's feminine gender, the word. Bringi and Bringa, like we have some sannyasi niskan called Bibis, go in this song. Bhakti Bringa. They don't say Bringi, it means he's a girl. Bringa means a male bumblebee. So there's female bumblebee. That's interesting. I never knew that before. I never knew that. I never checked the gender of the bumblebee. I guess the girls know how to keep the guys out of the bee, out of the kunja. Some guy tries to sneak in. The female guard bumblebees will chase him out. They're singing Manju Manju. Manju means very charming, lovely. Prahasita, Ayonia. Ayonia means Santa, yoga means two, it means two. To mutual joking, Radha and Krishna are engaged in charming, delightful, lovely joking together. And then they play hide and seek. It's called Luka Luki Leela. You heard that? And Kamyavan is a famous kun called Luka Luki Kun. It's funny, L-U-K-L-U-K-I. And I always make this joke. It sounds so obvious. I look for you, you're looking for me. Luke Luki. Luke Luki Leela. I look for you, you're looking for me. You count 100, Luke for me. I'll count 100, Luki for you. Luke, Luki, Leela. So that's going on. Luke, Luki. Credo. Luke, Luki, Credo. They're playing hide and seek. Jiyat. All glories to that. Jiyat. Glories to that. Rasika, Mitun. Mitun means two. Gemini, sign of Gemini and Jyotishi in Indian language called Mitun. Mitun means couple. Rasik Mitun, Kaili Kadamba. During their abundance of pastimes, they're always relishing talking together. That's how we read the translation. Let's see, this today's commentary is all Leela. No points of Tava or philosophy or anything. There's no prayer. The verse doesn't end in any prayer or desire for something, some blessing or some benediction. It's just rasa swadan, relishing the ras. So the first one is ball playing. Springtime has come to sweet Vrindavan, and the sweet trees and vines are full of blooming flowers. All the moving and non-moving creatures of Vrindavan are shivering in ecstasy when they are touched by the sweet fragrance of these flowers. The fragrance of flowers is carried by the soft Malayan breeze. Groups of sweetly humming female bees surround the clusters of flowers, and cuckoos coil are causing great erotic incitement with their sweet singing. Naturally beautiful Vrindavan arranges for perfection of all of Yuga's blissful spring pastimes. And today Yuga is eagerly entering into the ocean of these pastimes. They throw a golden ball at each other and catch it. How sweetly Swami's bangles are jingling when she throws the ball at Shyam. Shyam is enchanted by this sound and the sight of Radharani raising her arm to throw the ball, and he's unable to catch the ball. I don't know what he's looking at. I don't know. Something. off limits, something, I don't know. He's unable to catch the ball. So many cluster hands. And he screams, you're defeated, you lost the ball game, you dropped the throw. How sweet are Rarani's glances at that time, which resemble the arrows of Cupid, Panchabana. Shyam somehow regains his consciousness, gives the ball to Rarani and says, okay, throw the ball again. If I can't catch it now, then I will accept defeat. With a wonderful gesture, Swamini throws the ball, showing the beauty of her sides and her breasts. And Shyam is out of his mind when he sees it and fails to catch the ball again. And again, Swamini laughs across her head. You're defeated. Nagar loses himself in ecstasy when he sees Srimati's sweet laughing and sweet gestures, and Swami orders her maid servants to humiliate Shyam a little further. Rarani, with her eye signals, she signals to Rupa Manji, Tulsi Manji, give him some more sauce. You know. I thought you usually heard about how you throw ball with shoe ball. You play ball in a Banksy Moon like Casey got, and you know, you threw a ball and Subal couldn't catch it, and Wendy Yamuna, and Subal complained, that's my new ball, now it's getting washed away by Yamuna. You had a jump, and you said, ah, don't worry about it. And Subal started crying. So he said, okay, don't cry, I'll get the ball. So Krishna jumped in Yamuna to get Subal's ball, and the thing was going too fast and going like the head of him. So Krishna came up, down by Madama Han Temple. He jumped in the Kaliyadaha, that area. And he washed down with the Yamuna waves to Madama Han. And he was very cold. It was winter time. And Yamuna was very cold. He felt very cold. And he asked the Mother Monk, why do I'm so cold? You have to get warm. He said, how do I get warm? The sun's so far away in winter time. No, climb up this mountain. We climb this mountain, we'll be close to the sun. You know, the little kids, you know, they don't have a big brain, you know. They don't know Naya and logic and science and all that stuff. Okay, it sounded like a good idea. It's a pretty good idea, Madhavanga. So they climb up to the top of Dwarasadityatila. So Madhavanga went up there and looked at the sun god and started chanting, Om Adityaya Namaha, Om Arkaya Namaha, Om Vanavaya Namaha, Vaskaraya Namaha, Om whatever. Om Haranyagarbhaya Namaha, Om Kagaya Namaha, Mitraya Namaha, Mitraya Namaha, Om Pushnaya Namaha, Om Ravi Namaha, Sriyaya Namaha. He chanted the 12 names of Suryadev. Because he knows all the mantras, that's his specialty. Brahmins know mantras, tantras. All this stuff, and they're not eating also. So then 12 sun planets came, like a solarium, like a sauna bath or something. You know, sun bath in London, you go and have these sun lamps everywhere, tan your butt and your front. So Krishna got tanned on all sides, so, okay. He started sweating, got so hot. It gets hot in a sauna bath, you know, solar bath. So all the sweat went down, made a kund called Prakshananda kund. Prakshananda means sweat. It's kund made from the sweat drops. They're at the base of Dwarasadityatila. Now it's some apartment house or something. Yeah, it used to be there in 1977. Anyway, things changed. So that's playing ball with Krishna, the coward boys. So many servants are rubbing it in, oh, you can't even catch a ball, what good are you? Many servants tell Shyam, oh, hey, you should go herd your cows. What pleasure can a coward boy like you find in these games? Don't come here again to challenge my victorious mistress, My Victoria Swami Radharani. Radharani said, give it to him. So Manjari gave it to him big. Srimati says, oh Sundar, I can't play this ball game with you. You better practice a little more. You're not ready for the pro league, you know. Go back to amateur. I know another game. You hide yourself. I'll count to 100, and I will come and look for you. But if I hide, you won't be able to find me. Radharani has a little pride, you know. Woman's ego, you know. You hide, I'll find you. But if I hide, you won't find me. You won't find me without taking help by Sakya Manjari. Shama says, oh yeah? Surely I will win. Swami says, Acha, then you hide first. This way they begin the game of hide and seek. Shamasundar hides himself in a forest of dark tamal trees, because Krishna's complexion is dark bluish gray like a tamal tree. It seems as if Shama is merged with the forest. Srimati starts to search out Krishna with the help of her Manjari. How cleverly Swami figures out where Krishna is hiding. Anyone have any idea how she figures it out? The birds and the bees. You know about the birds and the bees? The birds and the bees help her. Srimati says to the Manjari, if there's no honey dripping from the beehives in the trees here, and the birds in the trees are not dizzy from ecstatic love, is this on? Is it any volume? Is it?
Yeah.
You can hear it? Okay, good. If you can hear it, I can. I'm deaf, you know. Hi, well, that's way too loud. Keep me feedback in that row there. Okay, it's okay. But I'm deaf. Prabhupada tells the story of a deaf husband. The deaf husband is in the dining room. His wife is in the kitchen. He said, hey, honey, bring me some more milk. And she doesn't come. And he said, what, are you deaf or something? I said, bring me some milk. And she doesn't come the second time. Because he's deaf, he has to yell, he gets yells louder and louder. She finally comes out with a cup of milk after the third time. I said, I heard you the first time. But I knew you were going to call me 5 times because you're deaf. Hey, Prabhupada laughed. Prabhupada's jokes are, you know, you have to be transcendental to laugh at it. I heard it on tape, you know. Prabhupada laughed when he told him, but the boys were... What's that? So the birds aren't dizzy from ecstatic love. So I understand that the peacock feather crown Krishna, who steals the hearts of the three worlds, is not hiding over here. Then when Radharani goes to a tamal forest, she says, oh, I see the bees are very dizzy. They're not even drinking the honey from the flowers anymore. And the parrots are so stunned, they're not eating the ripe pomegranates anymore. And the does and deer are so dizzy, they're not nibbling on the green grass anymore. I understand that my Nath must have come this way, walking like the best of elephants. So in other words, Radharani has deduced that Krishna is hiding in a tamal vine. Brahma enters the Tamalavan, forest of tamal trees. The maidservant follows her like a shadow. Swamini is totally bewildered when she sees the tamal trees. She sees Krishna everywhere. Srimati passes a tamal tree without noticing Shyamasundar, who secretly laughs and gives a hint to the maidservant not to tell Radharani. The maidservant relishes the sweetness of Shyamasundar's smile. Must be a very mischievous type of smile. Don't tell. Swamini sees that the bumblebee, female bumblebees, says bumblebee girl. That's so funny. The bumblebee girl means female bumblebee. He goes, interesting editing. Okay, everybody's a girl there. There's only one boy, is Krishna, everyone's a girl. Birds are girls, trees are girls, everything. Swamini sees the bumblebee girls come to the other side and fly towards the tamal tree, being attracted to Krishna's bodily scent. Srimati follows the bee girls and this way catches Shyamasundar, says, "I got you, I caught you, you're defeated, you're defeated." The maidservant covers her mouth and giggles. Ah, Sean says, "What do you mean defeated? He's a sore loser. He doesn't lose easy, you know. Now you must hide. If I find you, then we have even. We're tied even. If I can't find you, then I'll accept defeat." This guy's so clever, you know. Vidagdha Mata, very clever guy. Swami says, "Acha, sit down here and count to 100. I'll go hide myself." So Radharani hides herself completely. How? By standing between a number of golden statues which are beautifying a nearby kunj. The statues become as beautiful as Radharani because they're all Sandini Shakti, so they can change their form. Form changers, they can look just like Radharani. This is going to be tough for Krishna. So she enters the kunj with thousands of Radharani statues. The statues become beautiful as Radharani herself. They're also as effulgent as Radharani. It's called Abhirupateya. This is described in Ujjalanilamani. Things take on the form of Radharani or Krishna. Shyamasundar enters the kunj. He can't figure out which form is Radharani. So he continues to search around the golden statues. He can't tell which one is Radharani. So he decides to find out by touching one of them. One of the statues. So when Shyam touches Radhika, real Radhika, she becomes stunned of ecstasy. So she becomes stunned. It feels like a piece of stone. It's called Stamba. Stamba means a pillar of stone. It's called Garuda Stamba. And Puri, Garuda sits on a pillar of stone on top. It's called Garuda Stamba. So Radhika becomes stunned of ecstasy by the touch of Krishna and turns into stone-like. So Krishna can't tell. Radharani's body is usually as soft as butter. So she's really fooling him. So he continues to search without finding Radharani. Radharani smiles slightly, and the maidservant relishes the sweetness of Radharani's smile. Finally, Shyamasundar catches her with the help of the maidservant. Shyamasundar is defeated because he was supposed to find Radharani without the help of the Manjaris. At this time, the bliss of the Manjaris knows no bounds. In this ecstatic state, the Manjari says, all glories to the pastimes of the Rasik Maitun, the relishing couple of Radha and Krishna. What's the time? So tomorrow we'll continue with verse 109. I'll read the translation again to verse 108. That's 108, auspicious 108. That was an auspicious pastime. Playing ball and hide and seek. These are kind of pastimes. Like sometimes people say, when I read about Radha and Krishna's Rahulila, intimate pastime, I get mentally or physically agitated or disturbed. It's called Purusha Vikar, which means literally means male transformations. Purusha, but Purusha means enjoyer also. So it means reading Radha Krishna's intimate pastime incites the enjoying spirit in a man or woman. It can, if they're not pure-hearted, somewhat pure-hearted, and balanced and peaceful in mind. So then some people tell them not to read those pastimes, or read pastimes of killing demons and all this kind of stuff. Acharyas don't say that. They say you keep reading about Radha and Krishna, but not intimate pastimes. That's all. You skip over intimate pastimes. Read Jalke, read Holy, all different, so many pastimes there. Like we just heard. These are called Sambhog Leelas, but they're not Kunja Rati Kali flower bed pastime. They're user friendly. Anyone can read about it. But you're only here by Radha and Krishna, loving exchanges. It's a lot of Hasya Ras, a lot of humor, and it's a Gonarati part of the Mukhirati of Madhur Rati, amorous love. It also has a lot of laughter. Joking and laughter also. So that's called humor. Humor is called Hasyaras. Hasyarati, to be exact. So translation 108. In Vrindavan, within the gardens, blooming with heaps of newer and newer rasananda, vibrating with the sounds of buzzing bees, with the sweet, delightful, joking words, playing throw and catch. Throw and catch. Okay. As well as hide and seek games and more. The playful pair of relishers, Rasik Maitun, thus devised so many sportive pastimes. All glories to Radha and Krishna. So we'll end on that note. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.